Yatam Nidhi Gato Nama Tanake Kundala Bhida Kanake Kundala Bhida Shuktau Hirajata Khyatihi Shuktau Hirajata Khyatihi Jiva Shabdastata Pare Jiva Shabdastata Pare Yatha Mridhi Gataha Nama Kanake Kundala Abhida Shuktau Hi Rajata Khyatihi Rajata Khyatihi Jiva Shabdaha Jiva Shabdaha Tata Pare. Yatha, just as Mridhi, in clay or on clay from Mrit, the locative singular, in clay, Gataha, Nama. Gataha is pot, nominative singular. Gataha, Nama. Just as there is the pot name, the name pot, you could say with the locative, in reference to clay, regarding the clay, or on the clay, or in the clay, but it's more in English, in reference to clay, we have the name pot. Okay? Mridhi Gataha Nama. Then, Kanake, in gold, Kanaka is gold. Kundala are earrings, like gold earrings. Kundala Abhida. There is the name, the Abhida is name. In other words, Nama is name, Abhida is name. There is the name earring in reference to the gold. So regarding this clay here, we have the name pot. Regarding this gold, we have now the name earring. Okay. Then, shuktau. Shukti is mother of pearl shell. Seashell is shukti, mother of pearl, seashell. On the mother of pearl, he is just emphasis, indeed. It's a space filler, really. Indeed. On the mother of pearl, rajata khyatihi. Khyati again is name. There's the designation or the name, rajata, silver. So in reference to the silver, in reference to the mother of pearl seashell, we have the rajata khyati, the designation of silver. Right, so these are three, now he's given three drishtantas that are often used for satya mitya, where there is nothing in the creation but name alone. It's very kind of common. So now he says, jiva shabdaha tata pare. Similarly, the word jiva, shabda means word, the word jiva in reference to padam brahma, the supreme, that which is beyond time and space.
So pare is locative. Is
So we've got all these locatives, mridhi, kanaka, kanake, shuktau, and pare. So we have three drishtantas, and in the same way that the clay is called pot, and the gold is called an earring, and the mother of pearl shell is called silver. In that same way, Brahman pare, param, right, that which is beyond, desha kala vastu aparichedaha, that which is not limited by time, space, or quality. That is param. So on the supreme, on Brahman, there is the word jiva. When actually there is nothing there but Brahman, just like there's nothing there but clay, etc.
Is that like tana? Oh,
yata means just as. Tata means similarly. So the two go together, just as, yatha, tatha, just as, similarly. And then jiva shabdaha, compound, in the nominative singular, the word jiva. The word jiva, jiva shabdaha, pare, on the locative singular. And you can say regarding the supreme. In English, we'd say, just as we have the, just as, for clay, there's the word pot, and for gold, there's the word earring, and for the mother of pearl shell, we've called it silver. Like that, param brahma, gets the designation of jiva when there's nothing really there except Brahman. It's nice. Right?
Yeah. Because pare, does that also sometimes, if it's not used, you know, as a diklang for param, does it also mean away?
Yes, and it can mean later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it also has this param parama. Mm. So let's chant this and then we'll follow with the next verse. Yathamridi kato nama Yathamridi kato nama Kanake kundala bhita Kanake kundala bhita Shuktau hi rajata kyatihi Shuktau hi rajata kyatihi Jiva shuddhastatha pare Jiva shuddhastatha pare Yathaiva vyomni nilatvam Yathaiva vyomni nilatvam Yathaniram marustale Yathaniram marustale Purushatvam yathastanau Purushatvam yathastanau Tadvat vishvam charatmani Tadvat vishvam charatmani Yatha eva Yatha eva Vyomni Nilatvam Yatha niram maru stale Purushatvam yatha stanau tadvat vishvam chit atmani compound chit atmani. So yatha, just as, eva indeed, emphasis, vyomni, in space, from vyoman, it's an unending, I think it's a neuter noun, vyoman. Vyomni, vyoman is like akasha, space, in space, just as in space, nilatvam, tvam is the abstract, it's a neuter noun, nominative singular, nila means blue, nilatvam, blueness. So just as there is this, the blueness, in space. Okay? Mm-hmm. So take the sky to be blue. So yatha eva vyomni nilatvam. Yatha, just as, niram. Niram is nominative, neuter nominative singular, water. Nira is water. Niram. Niram, just as there was water. Marustale, in the desert. Marustala is the desert. Many words for desert. Maru means desert itself.
Is it mirage water though?
That's the idea. Ah. Yeah. Just as you see water in the desert, it's the example for mirage water. Just as niram marustale, purushatvam yatha stanau, just as purushatvam, being a person, purusha is a person, a human being. So being a person, stanau, on a post, a stanu. Stanu is a post, like a fence post. So just on a post, like a fence post, so stanau is locative singular from stanu. So just as on a post, on a fence post, purushatvam, you're superimposing being a human being on the fence post.
And stanu is feminine?
No, stanu I think is actually masculine. Stanu, stanau. I have to look it up to be sure, I'm pretty sure. So, purushatvam yatha stanau, being a human, that tvam again is the abstract. Purushatvam, being a human, just as, on a fence post, on a post. Tadvat. Now, instead of saying tata, they say tadvat, means the same, like that. So, yatha, tadvat. You could also say yadvat, tadvat, or yatha, tadvat. That vat affix means like. Ted means that. So tadvat, like that. Vishwam, nominative singular, neuter, the universe. Vishwam is the jagat, the whole creation. The Vishwam, the universe, the creation. Chitatmani, on the self, which is chit, which is consciousness, on the chitatma. Yeah. Yeah. So these are all drishtantas, and we use all these drishtantas all the time. Right? So he's listing them all. You know? Everybody see it? Anybody have any problems with the construction here? Good. Let's chant. Yathai vavyam yathai vavyam nilatvam yathai vavyam nilatvam yathaniram maristale yathaniram maristale purushatvam yathastana purushatvam yathastana tadvat vishvam charatmani tadvat vishvam charatmani yathai vashunye. Now this as a typo, it should be Vetala. Yataiva shunye vetalaha. Yataiva shunye vetalaha. Gandharvanam puram yata. Gandharvanam puram yata. Yata kashe vichandratvam. Yata kashe vichandratvam. Tadvat satye jagat stitihi. Tadvat satye jagat stitihi. Yata eva shunye vetalaha gandharvanam puram yata yata akasha dvichandratvam tadvat satye jagat stitihi. Yata eva, just as, indeed, shunya, on nothing, shunya is on something when nothing is there, when there's on nothing at all, vetalaha, a ghost. A vetala is a ghost, an illusory, like a ghost. There, a ghost in an empty space. Shunya, in an empty space, and something in where there is nothing, you perceive a ghost, right? Like in an empty space. Shunye vetalaha gandharvanam puram yata. Just as puram is a city, like puri, pura is a city of the gandharvas. This is an example that she used for seeing a city in the sky. So they say gandharva puri is when you look up in the clouds and you see you as though imagine a city. So seeing, they'll say like seeing a city in the sky. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Gandharva, the Gandharvas are actually a subtle, where they're beings that go to a subtle plane of existence. So here they say you're looking up in the sky, right, and seeing this city of the Gandharvas, city in the sky. It's often used. You also use say city in the sky. Flowers in the sky is another one. Pushpan.
Team. But Puram is a city.
A city. C-I-T-Y. A city of Gandharvas. It means a magical city. It's like a celestial city. You're seeing a celestial city in the sky. But they're just using the shorthand version because it's kind of a well-known drishtanta. Okay. Then just as akashe, this is another known. In space or in the sky, akashe, dvichandratvam, there being two moons. You know, if you have a cataract and you look up at the sky and you see a moon, you don't see one moon, you see two moons. So that's also commonly used.
So that again is abstraction, the state of two moons.
Yes, yeah. There's being two moons there. Being two moons. Mm-hmm. There being two moons in the sky, akashe. So that's locative, and dvichandratvam is nominative. Tedvat, like that, satye, in the satyam, in Brahman. Satyam is the reality. In being itself, in satyam itself, in the satyam, jagat stitihi, the abiding of the jagat, the placement, the being of the jagat. It's like the jagat, the universe, is placed there, right? It's stiti, it's abiding there. Where? In Brahman, in this Brahman, you are seeing the creation. Just like if you look at the sky, you're seeing the Gandharva Puri, seeing the city of the Gandharvas, you know. Or you're looking there into nothing, but you're seeing a ghost there. There's nothing there. You're seeing a ghost. Like that, in the Satyam, in being itself, you're seeing this jagat, you know. There's nothing there except Satyam. It's really. And it's nice to have all of these examples together. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. It's all nominatives with locatives.
But I thought that the Dvichandratvam, is that, you said it's a nominative? It's not, the Tvam is not the abstraction of...
Yeah, but it's not, it is, but it's still nominative. It's not, it's neuter, neuter nominative singular. Okay? So all of these three have the same construction.
And because it's normative, the asti is understood, the to be is understood.
It's understood, the verb's understood. Let's do one more. We'll chant this and then chant the next one. Yathaiva shunye vetalaha, yathaiva shunye vetalaha, gandharvanam puram yatha, gandharvanam puram yatha, yatha kashe dvichandratvam, yatha kashe dvichandratvam, tadvat satye jagat stitihi, tadvat satye jagat stitihi, yatha taranga kalolaihi, another typo, lolaihi. That should not be A, it should be I. Lolaihi. I fixed this, actually I did correct, it's a typo on this, it's not on the typo on your handout. If you recently printed out the handout, it should say lolaihi. So, yatha taranga taranga kalolaihi, yatha taranga kalolaihi, jalam meva spuratyayam, jalam meva spuratyalam, patarupena tamram hi, patarupena tamram hi, brahman nandau gaistatatmata, I'm sorry, Brahman dao gaistatatmata.
Brahman dao gaistatatmata.
Okay, I'll let you do it by yourself. Okay. Yatha taranga kalolaihi. Okay. Taranga, there are two types of waves. Taranga is a regular size wave. Kalola is a huge wave in the ocean. So taranga, kalolaihi, jalam, eva, spurati, alam. I'll put him into the kitchen.
Cats training humans.
Worked.
Oh, yes.
Don't they know it?
Did you get another cat? You don't.
She can't understand. You know, if she wants to come in and nobody answers, she just does not relate to them. What is it? What are you doing?
Okay. She would if you let her.
I love her. Okay. Spurati alam. Okay. Patra rupena tamram hi. Brahma anda ogaihi. Not a common word. Tata atmata. So, yatha, just as, taranga means a wave. Kalola is a great wave, a huge wave. Taranga, kalolaihi. By tarangas and kalolas, as tarangas and kalolas, waves and big waves. Jalam, water alone, spurati, shines. Water shines, water appears as waves and big waves. Now, that use of the instrumental, I've talked about this before, but I'll keep mentioning it. We think only, when we think of instrumental, we think of by or with or together with or by means of or because of. That's our normal use of the instrumental. There's also a use that's called ittambhave. It's a Brahma Sutra. It's a Panini Sutra. Ittambhave. And it means that the instrumental can be used to tell the nature of something, the way that something is. So here, water appears as, right? Water appears as waves and That's the way that it's appearing. So that's a different use of instrumental. But in Vedanta and in philosophical texts, you know, like Sankhya and all of them, this Ittambhava use of the instrumental is pretty common. So you have to be used, ready for it. So it's not that water appears by being a wave. Mm-hmm. It appears as a wave or as a... That's the way that it's that you're seeing it. So spudati means to shine, to throb, to appear. Alam, we normally use alam as being enough, like if you say the alam buddhi. Mm-hmm. But alam here just means surely or indeed or certainly. And just as indeed or surely, you know, water appears as a wave and a big wave. So that's all it means, indeclinable. Then again, patrena, tamram. Tamra is copper. Patra is a vessel, like a bowl or a vessel. So tamra, in the form of a vessel, copper, tamram, patra, rupena, spurati. Spurati is going to go to all of these things. Okay, so spurati shines as a, in the form of a vessel or appears in the form of a vessel, patra. Similarly, Brahmananda Ogaihi. Ogaihi means the Brahmananda is the whole form of the cosmos. The Brahmananda is the whole Maya Upadi. The whole Sameshti Upadi is the Brahmananda. And Ogaihi means the flow, the whole manifestation, this flowing, changing, manifesting Maya Upadi, the Brahmananda, right? In the instrumental, Ittambhavi, Atmata. So the self, Atmata, appears as the Atmata. The nature of the Ta is like Tvam. Mm. The Tvam and Ta, the abstract. So you would say the selfness, the nature of the self. Spudati shines as the Brahmanandam, as this entire cosmos.
So the Brahmananda is...
Brahmananda is the creation, like the Maya, whole Maya Upadi, the whole Jagat, the manifest knowledge is the Brahmananda.
Brahmananda.
Brahmanda. Oh, what did I say? Brahmananda, because I'm used to that. Okay, Brahmanda. Anda. The whole manifest creation. That's Brahmanda.
Because that sounds like it should be a word for, you know, like
Satyam. No, it isn't. It isn't. It's a word for the creation. And that which is common, what isn't common, is this Ogaihi. Mm. Does everybody see this? Now you've got instrumentals. It's the water appears as the waves. The copper appears in the form of the vessel. Okay? As a patra-rupa, in the form of a vessel. The self, the nature of the self, similarly, tata, similarly, the nature of the self, spuditi shines, appears as the whole Ishvara-sarupa, as the whole creation, Brahmananda.
What did you say Ogaihi means?
It means flowing or manifesting, this whole manifesting creation. So do you see all the parallel construction?
You know, I wrote down here, I must have written this wrong, or if I didn't, I wrote the nature of the self shines.
Yeah, because the ta, you have atma is the self, but atma ta, the ta affix, in English we just say the self.
Mm.
But ta is like tvam, has the same meaning as tvam.
Mm.
So and it's ta is a feminine affix, and it means the nature of, or selfhood, the nature of the self, right? The nature of the self appears as this whole creation. But in English, we don't need to say the nature of the self.
Yeah, it sounds a little confusing, the nature of the self.
Shines. No, the brahmatvam or atmatvam means what the self actually is.
Right.
You're putting emphasis on what the Atma actually is, its own swarupa.
Yeah.
The very swarupa of the self is appearing as the whole creation.
I see. Yeah. Like the selfness.
Yeah. What the self actually is, its nature, its swarupa. is appearing as the whole manifest creation. Okay? Let's stop there. That's four. That's good, and we'll do the vocabulary. We can get it. Nice?
Yeah.